Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really wanna do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, cause yeah.
If you believe it, then you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
All right.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it. Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Reach out and claim it.
Now there's no way that we could ever lose. Now we got on our side, yeah. Cause this word simply says that, yeah, yeah. If God be before us, who could ever be against us? And this is the confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know He hears us. But oh, oh,
my friend, you can make it if you try.
Make it if you try.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't worry about it, you can dust yourself off.
Cause some people don't make it on their first try. But if you believe it, yeah,
you can achieve it.
You can achieve it, yeah.
Don't worry about a thing
or nobody.
Just look to the hills,
reach out and claim it.
And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
You just gotta hold on
for nobody.
Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
If you believe it,
just hold on, my sister, hold on, my brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't worry about a thing
for nobody.
Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it. If you believe it,
come on.
And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it. Don't worry about a thing.
Come on.
Nobody.
You can make it, I know you can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if you pray and I doubt, you can.
My brother, my sister,
don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was Julius Petty. Amen. Julius Petty. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. Amen. Don't worry about it. Amen. Just trust in God, and He will give you those things that you believe for. Amen. He says in His word, if you believe for anything, and if you ask, that He will grant you those things which you ask for. And I'm paraphrasing, amen. But you know that it's throughout the word of God that He lets us know that He answers our prayers, amen. I'm out of breath. I just ran into the office here. I was out all morning at the doctor's office. I had breakfast with a friend, and now I am here for what is a melancholy moment for me, because I have mixed emotions. It is our last broadcast for this season here on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm expecting my co-host to call in. I'm looking for Pastor Anthony to be here. I'm looking for Tina Michelle to be here. I'm looking for Prophetess Singletary to be here, so that together we can have this last final broadcast. I want to say hello to Pastor Varius. God bless you. I'll be putting you on the air today, and also to let everybody know that the chat room is open, so you can come into the chat room to be a part of what God is going to do here on today. I have it scheduled for an hour and a half. I don't know if we're going to stay the whole hour and a half, but you know, we'll just see what the Lord does. We'll just see what God does. I have learned to trust in the Lord with everything in me, to allow God to have his way, because I know that it's not my will, but it is God's will that must be done. So hello, everybody. I pray that you're having a blessed day. I pray that you're not going to miss me too much. I'm going to miss you tremendously. I want you all to know that we're going to miss you. We are going to miss you. But God is good. God is good all of the time, and all of the time, God is good. So I'm waiting for my, while I'm waiting for Pastor Anthony and Prophetess and Tina Michelle to call in, I'll go ahead and open in prayer, so that when they come, we can just continue to move forward. And all of you are welcome to call in. All of you are welcome to call in. During this hour and a half that we're on the air, you're welcome to call in and, you know, just let us hear your voice. If you've never called before, it would be a good day to call, because we're not going to be doing broadcasts anymore. So this would be a good time to call to let us know that you're praying for us, and that you are going to, you know, just be continue to do what we have encouraged you to do, which is to continue to move forward, believing in the God that you serve, believing in yourself, believing that God is able, and believing that God is your God and that he has a great plan for your life. So we want to know that you're going to move forward and do what we've been here for the last 2 years. Oh, yes, it's been 2 years. Do what we have been here encouraging you to do. So let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. God, there's none like you, and we magnify your name on today. Oh God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that you are our provider, our protector, our healer, our deliverer, that you are our everything. God, we thank you for being El Shaddai in our life. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. We thank you, Lord, for being Jehovah, Lord, in our lives. And Lord, we thank you for being the great I Am, that you never change, that you never leave us, that you never forsake us, but you're always with us. So God, we thank you for your marvelous plan over our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us. We thank you for the thoughts that you think towards us. We thank you, Lord, that, oh my God, that we have inherited the blessings of Abraham. We thank you for the blessing which is contained within Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. So, God, we love you on today. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. Oh, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, we love you on today. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We ask that you bless this time that we are together. Bless Pastor Anthony and myself. Bless Prophetess and Tina Michelle. Bless all who will assemble. Dana, our daughter. Bless Pastor Varians. Bless all who will assemble on today. Bless all of the Block Talk Radio talk show hosts. Bless everyone, all of the ministers, all of the pastors, the apostles, the fivefold ministry gifts. God, just bless and let them continue, Father God, to go forward with the Great Commission, preaching and teaching and making disciples of all of the nations. My God, so Lord, we love you and we praise you and we give this time to you. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And praise God. I hear you. I hear you. And I, too, need all of the blessings that I can get. So, Kingdom Girl, God bless you, Kingdom Girl. And God bless Kingdom Girl. Bless Kingdom Girl. Bless her in a mighty way. She's a faithful servant. Bless her, God. And walk with her and talk with her. And help her to uphold the arms of the man of God, Pastor Larry Sartin, Lord. And bless Pastor Sartin and his wife, Lady Carol, God, in the name of Jesus, for the work that they do for you, God, in the name of Jesus, amen, and praise God. Pastor Anthony, honey, darling, honey pie, sugar bun, hi,
amen,
amen, amen. Am I making you blush, baby?
Yes, when I, you can't talk and smile at the same time, so, so I am blushing at the moment. I'm enjoying the moment, but I do thank God for you as this was your vision, you know, this Blog Talk program. As you produced the shows, you went forward, and God added to the show with Prophetess Singletary, Tina Bosco, and myself. And it was a vision that God placed in your spirit. So I'm just thank God that you were obedient, you know, to the voice of Christ to go forward with the time that he allotted you. Amen. And I pray that the seed that you've sown over the last couple of years fell on good soil, producing 30, 60, 100 fold.
Amen. Praise God. Now, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly well. Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, wow, no one can hear. Refresh. Okay, they can't hear. Wow. Okay, Mrs. D. Neal can hear. Somebody type in there and ask Kingdom Girl to refresh so that she, too, can hear. Okay, so you don't want to talk. Okay, so, and press the click to talk. That's another thing that they can do so that they can hear. So, Pastor Anthony, this is it.
Amen. This is it. It's, you know, I think about the parable of the sower. It's in three of the Gospels. But one of the parables talk about sowing the word, and that's into our lives individually. And then that word changes us, so when we go back to our families and to where God sends us, we can change that immediate environment. And then there's the sower of the actual person sown into the world to produce a harvest of the world. So it's just amazing how, as you said, the word goes forth. It's a wonderful gift to be an exhorter. And God has gifted you and I in that area. And, you know, we always see the glass half full. God has given us that. And I just thank God. And I pray that people begin to live life that way. We plan, we prepare, we prosper. But you got to be optimistic. You got to be hopeful. You got to know that the Bible will not fail. The word of God shall not, will not fail. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. I hear some people saying we're new age, and I hear some people saying, you know, Noah was 600 years old, and Abraham was, and then, you know, he had a baby in his old age, but that was then. This is now. But my God says he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So those same things that apply to their lives apply to us today. And I'm just excited that, as you said, and pray for the people to go forth with the word of God that has been implemented in their lives, and those who have Blog Talk shows, those who will have them in the future, just allow God to use you.
Amen. Allow God to use you to his glory. You know, there's so many out there. We have just been exhorting you to be, do, and have everything that God has called you to be, do, and have. And just to let you know that nothing is impossible with God. God gave me a word for the people a couple of weeks ago that even in the middle of the famine, he's going to provide. Even in the middle of the famine, God is not going to provide, but he is providing. So continue to claim that provision for your life. Continue to believe God. Don't worry. Move forward in faith. See, keep moving forward. The devil will come against you to stop you. from moving forward to do what God is telling you to do. So just keep moving forward in spite of the circumstances. Because, look, the circumstances sometimes come as a distraction to get you discouraged so that you can give up and begin to doubt God and quit, throw up your hands in defeat. So you have to make sure that you're not allowing yourself to be distracted. Whatever God has told you to do, move forward. No matter what's going on in your life, keep praying and keep pressing forward in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I echo those words. I think about Noah when God, you know, flooded the earth and he told Noah that there'll always be seed time and harvest. After that, he said he won't wipe out mankind again, but there will always be seed time and harvest. And sometimes as you sow seed, Pastor Rebecca, we don't see the fruit. We don't see it budding. We don't see the manifestation. Ain't nothing break ground yet. But God is at work. God is always at work. So if someone is on this line or will tune into the archives and have a prophetic word over their lives, they got to stay steadfast and unmovable, even during the times of famine, during the times of uncertainty. You know, think about the lion's den and think about David in the cave. Think about Joseph in the pit. And be encouraged because all those incidents was growing pains, so to speak, in the process. And Pastor Rebecca, we know you and I know full well the pruning process is a painful process. And none of us wants to go through it, but it's just God's way of preparation and preparing us.
Wow. Wow.
So I really do pray that, you know, like you said, some people have had their faith shaken. Some people have stepped away from what they know God has called them to do. And some people are even questioning their faith. But I'm here to encourage you and exhort you today to keep pressing forward. Fight the good fight of faith, as Paul said, so you can obtain the high prize that awaits you and has your name on it.
My God, I tell you, and I can testify to that. Jesus told Peter, he said, Satan wants to sift you like wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith would not fail you. And see, that's what Satan is after. He wants your faith. If he could get us to stop believing God, imagine that. If Satan can get you to stop believing God, then he can defeat you. But look at it the other way around. So often we focus on Satan, what Satan is doing, but look at it like this. If God could get us to believe him, totally depend on him, totally trust him, think of what you can do if you can just get your mind to begin to fathom some of the things that God has in store for you. If you can get your faith up to the point where you would dare to do anything, where you know that you cannot fail, where you say, you know what, I'm not going to think about the what ifs. I'm going to move forward and do what God has put on my heart to do. Then you can't fail. Just think about the stuff that you can do. Think about the businesses that you can open, the money you can make, the people you can help, the souls that you can save. I mean, it's unlimited, the things that we can do when we believe God. So I mean, really, Pastor Anthony, I'm at a point in my life where I'm going to believe God no matter what. You know, I've been through the fire. I've been through the storm. But now I'm finally to the point, after going through some stuff and suffering through, because it hurt, but to get now to this point where I say, you know what, I believe God. I don't even want to think about what if it doesn't work out. What if they don't come? What if they don't like me? What if they don't buy my products? What if they don't hire me? I don't even want to think about that. I just want to think about God and how big our God is and how many possibilities he puts in our lives just because we have faith.
My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name. Oh, I feel like shouting. Oh, hallelujah. I feel a Pentecost fire through these phone lines and these internet lines right now, because you are just so onto something, because God is just wanting us to get there. It's a revelation. You know, we can teach And this is why I believe many Christians, you just taught it in a Bible study, well, why many Christians don't have the riches, why they don't have the stability in their lives, why they don't find themselves steadfast. They go from church to church. Sometimes they're with God. They fill in one morning. They wake up ready to take on the world. And then a year later, they lose winning that sale. But God is saying we need him in the good times, the bad times, and he wants us to be consistent and committed to what he has called us to do. That's why you gotta have a vision for your life. Where do you see yourself 5 years, a year from now? How do you see yourself? Are you confident? Are you more than a conqueror? Are you a victorious person? Are you able? You know, are you willing to learn things that you're still ignorant of today? Are you open for God to work in and through your life? So we sometimes gotta change the vision of how we see ourselves today. You're more than a drunk. You're more than somebody's girlfriend. You're more than just somebody's boyfriend or bed partner. You're more than just a 9-to-5 employee or a woman in a church pew. God has called us to a great work, and you are able, through Christ, to do anything. He said, is anything impossible? Oh, glory to
God. My God. Is anything impossible with God?
Yes.
Pastor Anthony, is anything impossible with God?
Not my God.
My God.
There's some false gods out here. They can't make nothing happen. But Jehovah, our God, he is awesome. He controls it all.
Wow. And I'm a witness. God is moving in our lives. This is our last broadcast for a reason. I would do this forever if it were up to me. But God has repositioned me. He has shifted me. So I will be not, during these hours, I won't be able to come and do a broadcast. I'll be spending my days working with you. Mothers, I mean, this is awesome. The mothers are 16 to 18 years old, and they need mentors. They need people to speak into their lives, and the Lord has pulled me from this position where he has allowed me to strengthen the saints to another position where I will be strengthening people who don't have a relationship with him. So it's not it's a secular environment. But these girls need somebody like me that can come and pour into their lives, and I will be doing that on a daily basis for a season until the Lord releases me. But I am excited about it, and that's why I can't do Block Talk Radio any longer. God is blessed, and even blessed me to the point where I compensated for the time that I spent. And we mean that's always a blessing. You know, God will bless you. That's what I'm saying. God will bless you in the middle of a famine. Amen. Where you are looking for God to bless you one way, just keep your options open, because God will find a way to bless you the way that he wants to bless you. And guess what? He told Abraham, he said, I will bless you. And you will be a blessing. Amen. And Pastor Anthony, what have I been teaching in our church Bible study for the past 6 weeks?
Amen. The blessings of Abraham, knowing that we are the seed. We are the heirs. We are the heirs to the promise of Abraham. And when we, that's why you said this thing got to be a revelation to the believer. And I pray that you're in a church that's teaching the word of God, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because when we recognize who we are in him, like you said, the sky is the limit. And many of us, I know I'm coming from a single-parent background. My mother raised 8 of us on welfare. And a mindset developed that, you know, a certain mindset developed in my childhood that God had to break through and break up. And, you know, I break up the fallow ground. So now that we are, that's why our foundational scripture at our church, if any man or woman be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Behold, all things are gone. Everything is trying to become new in your life. Your marriage can't stay the same way. Your ministry, your church cannot stay the same way. Your Christian experience and your walk with Christ cannot stay stagnant and the same. It is a progressive word. It is a progressive word. We should go from glory to glory. And that's why the trials don't come to stop us. They come to develop us. I mean, all things work together for the good.
All things.
But you,
all
you,
things.
Told, you reminded us that we are heirs of Abraham, and that thing stuck with me. I got it in my notes. I revisited it because we are heirs to the promise.
My God. And he told Abraham, at the time, I will make your name great. Your name. Just think about that. God, and Tina Michelle is with us. God bless you, Tina Michelle.
God bless you. I'm just enjoying this message here. I'm just enjoying it because it's so apropos to everything that we've seen around us. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no gray area. You know how people say, well, I know the word is true, but does it take all that? Yeah, it does. If you want to live life more abundantly through Christ Jesus, it does take all that. You can stay in the same position that you're in. That's your choice. God said you can choose every single day. Choose today who you will serve. You can choose. You don't have to. God's not going to just jump on you and make you do it. But to live an abundant life in peace and prosperity and the love of God and be able to impact your community every single day with that same love, it does take all that.
My God. My God. Oh, and God says he will make your name great. I mean, and I've been teaching on that. And I tell you, when it came time for who was going to be with these young girls, there were four of us who were interested in being mentors to these girls. And the lady said to me, she said, your name, I have already submitted your name. She said, Rebecca Simmons. And I have never met this lady in my life. And I'm like, wow, God. I mean, he made my name stand out. You know, and that's what God will do. He will make your name great. Your name possesses power when you are a Christian. My God. Just your very name. And you have to know you are somebody. Go ahead and call yourself a child of God. Go ahead and call yourself blessed and highly favored. You know, I mean, God is just so awesome. He's so awesome.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah. And we, like you said, when that revelation comes to the believer, that is a dangerous person for God's kingdom. And we are ambassadors of his kingdom that he has allowed to be in the earth realm. Jesus said, y'all think y'all chose me, but I chose you. I put my hand on you, your life. So sometimes we come to salvation, you know, and come to that place of being saved, confess with our mouths, believe in our hearts. But from the foundations of the world, he chose us. Before we were knitted in our mother's womb, we had a destiny in him. And Lucifer, the devil, has come to thwart that plan, but we have the power, even though he tried to sift us as wheat, that's why we're still here. That's why we still have hope in our lives. That's why we still yet have a plan, no matter what you failed at. It could be marriage. It can be a job. You could have lost a fortune in this lifetime. God said you'll recover it all.
Wow.
He gave David all the spoils back. They took David's wives. They took his riches. And they took everything. And David says, should I pursue and go get my stuff? God says pursue. And that's a word for somebody today. Go back and get your stuff.
Jesus. And I just want to tell you, Tina Michelle's over there having a Holy Ghost party. Amen.
I'm telling you, y'all are in my business today. You all in my mail. It says God is good because I woke up this morning and I was trying to whine because I'm tired. You know, I was trying to whine. And I just opened my mouth. I said, I refuse to use my mouth in that capacity. Refuse. I will not murmur. I will not whine. I will not sit around with the evil heart of a wicked heart of unbelief. I will bless the Lord because I am his daughter.
My God.
He is my father. And I can breathe in and breathe out. And today is the day I decided and chose to celebrate the Lord. There's no reason for me to murmur except for the fact that I was a little tired.
My God, hallelujah.
You know, I'm tired because of his blessings overtaking me and pursuing me. I'm tired because of the activity that he gave me that I prayed for. So I'm going to sit here and whine. I was like, they're not I. Thank
my
you,
God.
Jesus. I'm your daughter, and I thank you for strength and activity in my limb. I thank you for renewing my spirit and my mind and my soul. I thank you that I have the mind of Christ and the image of God is formed within me. I thank you that every place that I put my feet, you have given me the land. I thank you, Lord, that my ears are anointed like a Levitical piece, and I only hear your voice. That's
my
what
God.
I decided to say this morning.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The authority of knowing that you are your father's child. That's what the enemy is after. And
our family, my God, the family name. We realize who we are. And that's what the devil is after. The devil does not want you to walk in full knowledge of who you are. My God, he wants to make you believe that you're still the same, that you haven't changed, that you don't have power. But you know what? All of that is not, I mean, that might be the devil's truth, but we know the devil's truth is nothing but a lie. Because the devil is a liar and the father of lies, and the truth ain't never been in him. Amen. So we know that we have to believe the truth. Of the word of the Lord, and that is the truth that Jesus brought to this for us. My God, it is just so mighty when we think about it. Look. Nothing is impossible for you.
Nothing. Not a thing. You mean, I was telling myself the testimony, because you know how you have to review within yourself those things that God has done. Because if I were to just break it down to people, Pastor Rebecca, you probably know more than most. What the past 3 years have been to me, even starting a radio platform on the air years ago, before streaming was even a big deal, I had the T1 in my line, in my house, and we were streaming 24 hours of content. It was called DramaFreeRadio.com. It's still up. People ask me, what is it that you want to do? I said, I want to be able to tell a vision. You see, the enemy is telling a vision through the television. See, what I want to do is infiltrate the kingdom of darkness with God's glorious light and be able to get media out so fast and unmonitored to get the gospel out that people in outer Mongolia are going to say, I heard the word because of this network or this station. And what the Lord has done in just 3 years, where I now have access to TV networks, private TV networks, reaching 80 million people. 80 million people.
8 million.
And developing the pro. 80 million people.
80
people
million.
Sitting in sports bar. 80 million people.
My
people
God.
Sitting in sports bar. What we have right now is I negotiated the deal for only 2.5 to 5 million. I got to prove the business model that people will get on the network, that there is positive drama-free content that we can put in a general public arena. They don't have to just sell ad space. So we consolidated in 100 cities. I took a little tithe of their network. And so now people in sports bars and restaurants and clinics and public facilities are watching our content.
Wow. Now that's vision. See, that's what we're talking about. See, when you think about that, God will always give you something to do that's bigger than your personal ability to get it done. Okay? God will always give you vision that's greater than your personal potential to get it done. God will give you vision, but I tell you, when God gives you that vision, you don't have to worry about how you're going to do it. You don't have to worry about going to fund it. You don't have to worry about who you're going to work with to get it done. All that you have to do is, yes, Lord, I believe that you gave me this. I believe
Hallelujah.
That this vision is going to come into manifestation. I believe that God blessed me to be the carrier and the deliverer of this vision. You know, and when we get it, because the devil wants to sit back and say, well, how am I going to do that?
How am I going to get that done? But God says, if you can just believe, he told Abraham, get up, leave your father's house, go to a land, I'll show you where, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to bless you, I'm going to make you a blessing, I'm going to make your name great, nations will come from you. My God, those who bless you will be blessed, those who curse you will be cursed. And you know, Abraham, what? He got up, he took what he could, and he left. Amen. He did not sit around saying, well, God, this is, I'm scared. I don't know how am I going to eat? You know, where am I going to sleep? And where am I going anyway? How am I going to get there? See, we can't. God tells you he's going to make your name great. He's going to do great things through you. He's going to bless you. He's going to multiply you. He's going to make you rich, because of the Lord that make it rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. When God tells you he's going to make your name great, just say, yes, Lord, I believe.
Just say yes, amen.
Ask him every day.
Hallelujah.
God, order my steps. Show me how to walk. Show me how to talk. Show me who to talk to. My God.
Yes.
You know, and my God, oh my God, submit yourself to God's plan for your life. And when we get there, there's nothing that God won't do through us. There's nothing he won't do for us. We just have to take that vision and run with it. My God. Pastor Anthony, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. You know, I was listening to Sister Tina as she said, even trying to go into a pity party, God reminded her of all the great things that he has already done through her vision and others that have assembled with her to do a great work and a great outreach for God's kingdom. And the devil, like you said, that's one thing that's so important, the presence of the Lord. And his presence and his power are two different things. So the presence of the Lord, and this is why, Pastor, you and I at our local church, we can't get away from preaching against sin, because God can't dwell where sin is.
So he has to
clean us up. And that's why you see some people, they say, oh, they're still anointed, they're still this or that. Yes, the power of God can work even through an evil person if he wants it to. But the presence of the Lord, when you have peace, when you have longevity, you're there. See, you taught us on Sunday, you preached this thing, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Some people have a great vision,
Jesus.
And midway through it, they either get burnt out, they get discouraged, they quit on God. But when you have the presence of the Lord,
Jesus.
I mean, he's right there, he's right with us on our individual phones or our individual internet, in your cubicle, wherever you are. When you have the presence of the Lord, there's something that enables you to do things you never could do in your own natural abilities. So if there's sin in the camp, you know, as what they say with Achan, there was sin in the camp. If there's sin in the camp, beloved, clean up your life. At least put the effort to try to lay down the sin and the weight that so easily beset you. And then the presence of the Lord will come in and give you such a solid, such a peace, so you won't get worn out. You won't get overwhelmed with the vision. You won't get to the point where you're operating in the flesh. So the presence of the Lord, that's why you got to have a prayer life. You got to continue to listen to shows like this. You got to be in your word, because the presence of the Lord is what makes the difference.
My God. And you said clean up the sin. And you know, you said something so powerful, Pastor Emily. This is the power right here. He's making an attempt to get it right. My God, because the Bible says that Jesus is able to save to the uttermost those who believe in him. My God, if we believe, if we give it to God, look, I cannot fix myself. You cannot fix yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get to the point where you say, God, here I am. I just fall on my knees daily, and I say, God, here I am. You know what you're working with. Do you know that God knows what he's working with in you? He knows about your idiosyncrasies. He knows about your weaknesses. He knows about your bad attitude. God already knows that you have a problem with the flesh, that you can't resist a fine man, for you women out there. You know, I mean, my God.
Jesus.
My God already knows. He knows what your weaknesses are. And God says, if you would give it to me, if you would just come to me daily and say, God, here I am. Work with me, Lord. Order my steps. Help me. Help me, because I can't help myself. Then God can continue to work with you, and while he's with you, he will still bless you. but you got to give it to him. You can't be, you know, going one way and then expect God to bless you in another way. You got to say, God, here I am, my wretched person that I am, but I know through Christ I can be saved to the uttermost. I know you can use me for your glory if I just surrender. So, God, I surrender. And he'll fix all of that stuff.
Yes.
My God.
Jesus.
He will fix it. I tell you. He will fix it if you just allow him to fix it. And he knows your heart. God knows your heart. That's why the Bible says to love him with all of your heart. You know, when we love him with all of our heart, you can't stay the same if you love God with all of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
My
mm-hmm.
God, you can't stay mixed up and messed up if you love God with all of your heart. So all I can say today is we go off the air this Friday, my God, is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. If you do that, God will take care of the rest, baby. He'll take care of the rest. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
I know, because, you know how they should say down south, I've seen it. I know because I've seen it myself. And there were things that my grandmother used to say when I was a little girl, and I used to look at her like, what are you talking about? And then I was a teenager. I was like, oh, please, she doesn't know anything. She's one of those church people, you know. And she would say, live a while. Live a little while, baby girl, and then come back to me with what you know. Then come back to me with what you know. We never know what everything that God is working on our behalf. He is the master executive producer. He's got every little thing in hand, every little thought and every detail. So we're trying to figure it out, work it out, manipulate it through. And God is just like, could you just trust me like a little child? Come to me like a child and know that I got you. I got your back. I am your rear guard. I go before you. I'm in you and through you. You are completely covered.
Wow. I am in you. I am with you. I am upon you. My God is, he has you completely covered.
Covered.
Oh, that's powerful. Complete, walk in his presence. Can you imagine, my God, can you imagine the power of Christians who wake up every morning and decide that they're going to walk in his presence, that they're going to walk in, operate in his glory? My God, when we decide that we're going to get up in the glory of the Lord and rest upon us, and we have a consciousness of the fact that the presence of the Lord is with us everywhere that we go, you know, we will walk differently, we will talk differently, we will believe. I mean, we would go into establishments and just know. I mean, a lot of people are looking for a job right now. You know, even Christians out there, the job market seems to be dried up for a lot of people. But for us, that does not, it does not equate. See, it does. We are not considered to be a part of the famine, you know, because there's no famine in the kingdom of God. You know, there's no famine in his kingdom. I mean, I heard Pastor Larry Sarton say this on Wednesday. He says a recession is not a recession when you have more than enough anyway to take care of your daily needs. So, it's not a recession for you. So for those of us who are on this line, it's not a recession for us. It's a famine. There's a famine in the land, but God provides for his people even in the middle of the famine. My God. So if you don't have a job, listen. If you don't have a job today and you are a child of God, get your resume and go out and begin to put your resume out there into the universe, into the stratosphere. Go ahead and begin to send out your resume. Look, because your resume is going to land on the desk of someone who's just going to look at your name and call you. Because God says that he will make your name great. Amen. So make sure you put your name in bold. And God says when they look at your name, there's something going to quicken on the inside of them. He's going to touch them through his spirit and say, call this person. I guarantee you. I guarantee, because God's word says he will make your name great. Put your name in front of those people who have the power to hire you, because God already went ahead. He says, I'll go ahead of you. What did he tell the people of Israel? He said, I'll go ahead of you and prepare the place. I've already gone ahead of you and made preparation. See,
that's
and we
right.
are the Israel of God today. Amen. The believers, the true Christians are the Israel of God. So go ahead and put your resume out there. If you need to buy a house, now is the time to go to buy the house. Go ahead
that's
and
right.
go look for your house. But, oh my God. You have to believe it. See, we walk by faith and not by sight. I know what it looks like, but what it looks like is not what it is in the kingdom of God.
That's right. That's right. You see, like what does Hebrews 11 say? For we know that the worlds were framed for the things that are not seen, is the things that were not seen. So the invisible created the visible.
My
God. Created what we see. He took the opportunity to show us that he has suffered everything that we have suffered. He put on earth clothes and came through a virgin's womb and walked on this earth, right? He walked on this earth because he wanted us to see that we can live in a temporal environment but yet be an internal spirit.
Woo!
Be of the kingdom of God. When we say we are ambassadors of the kingdom of God, we are walking in diplomatic immunity of every consequence, everything that's on this land, as long as you're seeking the face of the Father and you're walking in his whole likeness or holiness, you know that you are immune to whatever curse is on this land.
My God.
I look at the markets now. People come to me in the entertainment pastors, and they go, this business has fallen. I say, thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Because the systems of this world will bow down to the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And it's time to take authority and to walk in the fullness of the knowledge of Christ, what you know. You may not know it all, but walk what you know. When you get there, you'll know and see more.
My God. And that scripture says, take what you know and put it into effect. You know, already begin to use what you got. Begin to use what you already have. Pastor Emily, I know you could only be with us for another 13 minutes, so we want to open up for you, sir. Honey,
yeah, even as I heard, you know, the conversation as it went forth, I thought about Proverbs 3, you know, it's hung in our
yes.
church, trust in the Lord with all of our heart,
yes.
lean not into our own understanding, and all of our ways acknowledge
yes.
him.
Hallelujah.
He will direct and guide our lives. And it's just amazing, as you said, we got to watch who we incline our ears to these days. You and I, you know, it's amazing. We were in the doctor's office, and they had a news broadcast on. And every story was negative. I mean, every single one. And you can almost see the mold of the room, you know, kind of coming down because news focused on negativity and the sensationalism of bad news. But God is saying, as a believer, now it's up to us to take ownership of who we incline our ear to. And if you got to floodgate your mind through CDs from your pastor or your preacher, if you got to floodgate your mind through your favorite CDs, gospels, or praise music, whatever you got to floodgate your mind with and your spirit with, that's up to you to put that word in you so that the broadcast, and even as they hand out pink slips on your job or you see your neighbor put a four-quarter sign in front of their house, you have to floodgate your mind with the word of God and be unmovable. Because now God is speaking to those of us who are representatives of him, and people are looking at your lives and saying, how in the world are they keeping it together? I know what's going on. I know they're in foreclosure. I know they can't send their kids back to college this semester. I know the hardships they're facing. How in the world are they keeping it together? And that's when God will get the glory.
My God.
Don't lean to your own understanding in this season. And Pastor Becker, that's why you were telling us the other day you were joking, but we got to be a little crazy as Christians. You got to put down the rational thinking. You got to put
that's
down that PhD and that bachelor's degree for a minute. You got to put down all that textbook knowledge and get to the Word of God because he makes it simple.
And
he makes the Bible simple enough that babes can understand it.
Yes.
So don't lean to your own understanding in this season, but in all your ways acknowledge him.
My God. And he makes it so simple, but it makes no sense. My God. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about God. It's like he makes it so simple. It's very simplistic, but at the same time, it does not make sense. Peter walking on water does not make sense. my God, a raven feeding the man of God does not make sense. A widow giving her last meal to the prophet of God does not make sense. My God, a virgin having a baby does not make sense. A dead man raising from the grave, my God, after being crucified on the cross, does not make sense. That same man being our Lord and our Savior does not make sense. The power, the same power that rose that man from the grave, my God, who was in fact God dwelling on the inside of us, does not make sense. But guess what? My God, it is just so simple, and if we just receive it and run with it. My God, it doesn't make sense, but the power in that nonsense, oh, my God, the power in that nonsense is just mind-blowing. It's mind-boggling. And Pastor Anthony, we were motivational speakers before we were ministers of the gospel. But when you think about it, in the motivational arena, there was a term, garbage in, garbage out.
That's right.
My God, you are what you eat, you know, and all of that stuff they say in the you know, Tina Michelle, all of that stuff they say in the motivational arena. But check this out. God just gave me a rhema revelation. Word in, word out. My God.
My God.
Word of God in, word of God out. My God. As you the word of God begins to manifest in the outward arena of your life. My God, you put that word in, and all you're going to get is word results. If you put the word in, all that you're going to get are word results. Word of God in, word of God out. In the form of manifestation, in the form of results. My God.
Father.
Jesus.
That is awesome. You know, and that's what I mean, but it does take all that. I had people who would look at me and say, does it take all that? My kids don't watch those shows. Why don't they watch? I don't like the New Age influence. The Lord already told me not to let that go into their eye gate. And as their steward, I have responsibility. I have to be able to respond to when the Lord speaks to me. It does take all that. When it comes to how I roll, even when I go on the road, Pastor Becky, you know I'm on the road a lot.
Yes.
And you finish speaking and doing stuff, people want to gather, they want to drink, they want to socialize. I give myself 30 minutes to touch the people, and I'm in my room with the Holy Ghost because I am in a secular arena, and I have to keep guard of my heart gate.
Yes.
It does take all that. It does take all that. And you know what? It's not painstaking. When people look at all my calendars, I had a woman come in the other day. She's like, my how do you keep this up? I said, I don't. That's just a document that tells you what I'm doing at that moment. But God makes it easy.
My God. My God. Hallelujah. He makes it so easy. He makes it so easy. Wow. We're on fire here. They're on fire in the chat
Jesus.
Room.
Hallelujah.
We have Kingdom Girl and Pastor Varius. We have Dana Neal. How Elegant stopped by. I guess she couldn't hear because she got kicked right back out. And all of those who are streaming, Quiet Storm, God bless you. And all of those who are streaming to come for this, final show for the season, we just want to thank you. You know, I know some of you have to leave in about 7 minutes, so we want to take time now. In this last 7 minutes, we're going to go over time for those who can stay and those who will come late. But we want to thank you. We just want to thank you for allowing us to speak into your lives for the past 2 years. It's been 2 years this month since Pastor Anthony and
I have been
on Blog Talk Radio, and even more than that because I was podcasting for a while by myself. This is on my little internet website. But Tina Michelle has been with us for about 6 months, and Prophetess couldn't be here today. She had a meeting. But we just want to thank you. We love you.
Yes.
And I'm going to let Tina Michelle and Pastor speak for themselves. But I personally want to thank all of you. I love you. I'm looking forward to seeing Kingdom Girl when we come to Chicago for their women's conference. Pastor Larry has already invited Pastor Anthony and I to come down, so we'll be down there in November. I hear Chicago was cold, but we're still coming. But we love you, and we have been blessed by you. You think you've been blessed by us, but we have been blessed by you having enough faith in us to come. You didn't have to come. You could have been anywhere else, but you came, and I want to say thank you. I want to say I love you. I want to ask you to continue to pray for me personally. Pastor Emily's going to speak next, and then Tina and Michelle is going to speak. But I want to ask you to continue to pray for me, pray for my marriage, pray for the ministry, and just know that I love you. I'm going to be dropping in on some of you. Miss D. Neal is part of Christian Women of Power on Rise. So we'll be seeing each other around Rise. But I will be coming to your broadcast, Pastor Varian's. I will be coming to your broadcast, Kingdom Girl. I'll see you at Pastor Larry Sarton's. But no, and Miss Quiet Storm, I'll see you around. I know, but I won't be broadcasting, and I will miss you. So that's all I have to say. But and I'll speak later in another half an hour or so. But I just want to let those who have to go know, those of you who are streaming, those who never called, I appreciate you. I see you in the numbers, and I want you to know I appreciate you. Pastor Anthony?
Amen. I really do. As you just said, people have choices. Some at work who clicked on over the years, and some, like you said, use their cell phone minister to come and hear what thus said the Lord through us. And we don't take it for granted that you took the time during your lunch break, during your time of leisure, to come and tune in to Pastor Rebecca and the shows that God gave her during that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday segment. So we just want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts with a sincere thanks, because you did have choices, and we thank God that you found in our robbery to listen to us, and we just pray that we left something that was tangible with you. If you're anywhere near the New Jersey area, our local church, just look at our website. I'm sure the information will still be up on the internet. Look at our website. If you're anywhere in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, come on by our local ministry, because that is still going forth powerfully. We have a great conference coming up at the end of next month. And you can look, my Pastor Rebecca will give you more information about that, where we have some great speakers coming through. So, again, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to you, Tina, for being a part of what God was doing. And that's all I have to say. Again, this is not, what they say, not goodbye. It's just, I ain't going to mess it up, but I know it's something of like,
so long,
not goodbye. Exactly.
Amen.
Tina, Michelle.
Well, you know, what I have to say is to you two both, and I want to thank you for your diligence, for your leadership, for your love, for your acceptance, for all of that. I thank you for being who you are and for walking powerfully in God, for, you know, being my idols when it comes to relationships and watching you guys gush all over each other. So sweet. But, you know, I'm going to miss you two. I really am. I'm going to miss the women. I'm going to miss – it's not like radio shows that I do that I feel like I'm on. I have to work, and it's fast-paced, and it's moving. I just come and I fellowship with the women.
Yes.
I just come and fellowship, or I just log on to the site on a Tuesday or Wednesday, and I listen to the word, because I know that I'm not going to hear anything crazy, that I can just sit and relax, and it can go into my spirit. So I'm gonna miss you guys on Blog Talk Radio. I really am. And then for everyone who has participated, I've only been on since August with you. I've just enjoyed the women. I've enjoyed their comments at the different ministries, the different women of God that stopped by and shared, and men of God too. I just thank God for them. I always add them to my prayer list when I know that they're, you know, they're doing their job for Christ. But
yeah.
I know for me personally, I'm going to miss you too. Being able to know that, you know, it's like a mainstay. Okay, I'm having a hard day. I got my laptop. I'm in the airport. I can log on to blogtalkradio.com, Bible Talk, blogtalkradio.com, power. I knew that at a certain time you guys were there, so I'm going to miss you guys. I really am.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, but you have our phone number, so you make
sure
that you stay in touch. And I have already asked Tina Michelle to do something in this time slot for women, and she's praying on that. So you might see her, you might see a blast from me letting you know that Woman to Woman continues, amen, under new ministry. So look for that. And also Pastor Variance is out there on Pastor Variance is on Saturday and also Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday at blogtalkradio.com/
Pastor Variance, V-A-R-I-A-N-C-E.
Amen.
So I'll be dropping into her. I don't have the time. Oh, usually in the evening. So we will be fellowshipping with her. Also, Pastor Larry at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays. Powerful, powerful man of God. blogtalkradio.com/Pastor-Larry-Sartin, S-A-R-T-I-N. And these two I know, so I will recommend them for you listeners to tune in. If you can't go live, listen to the archive, and you will still be blessed, especially by the word that Pastor Larry is an exhorter. He's just like us. So you will be blessed. Put the link in there, Kingdom Girl, for me so that people can go in and check out the archives there. You will be blessed. Tina Michelle, check out Pastor Larry.
Amen. Amen.
You
will
be so blessed by him. I'm telling you, man of God, true man of God. He and his wife, Lady Carol, have an awesome ministry, and you will be blessed by them.
Amen. Amen. Will do.
Amen.
And if anybody wants to get back in touch with me, they can always go to TinaSpeaks.com.
TinaSpeaks.com. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Tina Michelle and what she has going on, because we don't want you to lose touch with her. So stay tuned. Don't go away. We still have 30 minutes. TinaSpeaks.com is her website where you can begin to get information about her. But I want to talk more about what Tina does. I want to highlight that. Pastor Emily, I know you have to go back to work, honey, sir.
Yes, I'll see you tonight.
Oh, yeah. I will see you later.
God bless everyone.
Oh, I did say that out loud, but I just love my Anthony. I tell you, he is a blessing to me. So
amen.
I'll see you later, honey.
Okay, God bless.
God bless. Love
God bless you.
Amen. I tell you, pray for our marriage, because the devil attacks our marriage, you know, so pray for our marriage. Hello, Micah came in. People must be having a hard time getting into the chat room. That figures, and we rebuke the devil right now in the name of Jesus,
yes.
You know, because I see people popping in and popping out of the chat room, and they don't come back. So I know there must be a technical difficulty, but we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tina Michelle, talk a little bit more about you, what you do.
Well, basically what I've been doing for the past, I don't know how many years, you know, as you know, I come into the entertainment industry, so I did management and brand development, artist development, and then I started to work on my own for the since 1998. That's when my business was registered. I've been working for myself. So my passion is that people have authentic brands, right? They really know who they are, and that they build a business that's earning them, right? The money that they need to earn so they can do the things that they are called to do. So that's the overview. The overview is basically that I'm focused on helping brands that I believe are the real deal, meaning they are contributing to the society. They are looking to touch people in a global way, even national or global, and they know exactly where they're going. And if they don't, we try to flush it out when I'm coaching with them. So that's one aspect. Another aspect, I always tell people that I have a divine distinction and a decided direction. My divine distinction is what God has given me. Right? I'm a black woman. I'm a child of the Most High God. My decided directions are I'm in the communities that God has given me by birth. I'm in the black community. I'm in the global community, as well as in the Christian community. I get fed there in the Christian community, and the Lord has blessed me to be able to minister since I was 23 years old, and I took time off a few years ago so that I could make sure that I was aligned with God in reference to some shifts that were happening in my personal life. So
yes.
At this juncture, I know that the Lord is releasing me back into ministry, which I'm very excited about. It's like a hole, like something's missing when I can't, you know, move the way the Lord designed to move. There's a timing for everything. When he tells you to sit down, you need to sit down. Not because you're bad, you need to be refilled.
Yeah.
You need to be correct. You need to get some strong foundation. Sitting down for the past 2.5 years has been a blessing to me.
a blessing because the Lord took me to a whole different level in my conviction. There's certain things that I was hazy about. I'm not hazy anymore. Jesus is Lord. And
my
I'm
God.
Unashamedly praising him, whether it's in the church, in the street, in the marketplace. I make no excuses for my God. None. People come to see me, whether they're at the National Urban League, whether they're at a music business conference, they know that I'm giving all glory and honor to God. I don't have any nervousness about it, nothing, because you don't know what the Lord has done for me.
My God, hallelujah.
I don't sit there and say, I'm a Christian, therefore, I am a child of God. Why aren't you?
My God, you said you don't sit there and say, I am a Christian. You know, that tickled something in me, but I felt God right there because God wants us to be bolder. You know, even for those of us who are bold, he's asking us to be even more so during this time to say who we are. I am a child of God, and Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen. I was watching an interview that one of my girlfriends directed. It was off the chain. And the comedian's name is Nisi. She has this TV show on the like one of those home networks where she goes and cleans your house and she wears a flower on the side of her head. And it's a secular venue. And I was listening to her. She said, I don't know how you get through, but Jesus gets me through. See, we need people who will unashamedly, I'm not talking about being crazy and being knocking people upside the head. I'm saying making God a regular part of your conversation everywhere that you are because you're a Christian every day. Every day you love the Lord. So for me, it's not about, I'm a Christian. Let me take this little box. My father owns this piece. You know, we were laughing about that because I was like, I get very gay. If I'm going to get gangster about anything, it's going to be about that. This is my daddy's world. This is my daddy's earth. This is my dad. We don't play nine inning games. My father owns the bat, the ball, the field. We play until daddy wins.
My God. We play until daddy wins. My God. And daddy's going to win.
He's going to win. So I look at it like, okay, you know, I'm a little, I say low-keyed in a lot of areas sometimes. And I say more low-keyed, not in this marketplace. I say more low-keyed in the church.
Wow.
Because people have to come to a knowledge of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. And at one time, it used to irritate me. How are you going to call yourself saved and you're afraid to do this? How are you going to be calling yourself saved and you're afraid just because this chick says she's a psychic? That's just, she's just a psychic. I mean, you were something at some point, even if you was a liar. You were something.
Yes.
Cast the devil out and keep it moving. You know?
Yes.
The Lord gave me temperance.
Jesus.
He said he's temperate because he knows I'm crazy. You said something about being crazy. He knows I'm crazy enough to go ahead and move forward and confront it. So my question is always to God, is this my fight? Am I just to put the seed down? Am I supposed to, you know, put the seed in the ground? You want me to plant it? Because I know you're going to water it and make it grow. If I obey you, I won't misstep so much.
Wow.
Thinking it's God.
Wow.
So now, KinaSpeaks.com, you know, one thing I noticed is my mother, you know, she used to call me, you know, motor mouth, tongue everlasting when I was a kid.
No. No, you're kidding, right?
Yeah. And then I stopped talking. I really did. I stopped talking because everyone said, boy, she talks so much. And it was my pastor who says, no, you don't talk too much.
You have a lot to say.
And what you say packs such a punch, even if you're whispering, that the demons tremble. And you were like that when you were a baby. So you go ahead and speak. So I said, let me give the devil a black eye. I started two websites, Tina Speaks and TheVisionSpeaks.com. Those two websites went up because the only thing I want to talk about is the vision speaking. That's the only thing I want to hear. So when I speak to people, even about branding, I have secular clients. And they go, well, I don't believe like you do. I say, you don't need to believe like I do. I don't need your agreement in order for my faith to work.
Yeah.
But I do know that God is real. And when you start getting real with yourself, I don't care if you was hanging upside down crosses and burning black candles. When you get real with yourself and you get true about who you are, your identity, you are going to run smack dab into your father who created you. It's unavoidable.
Yes, amen, hallelujah. And that's the thing, you know, you said they told you you talk a lot. They said the same thing about me, not as a child, because as a child I was very shy and introverted. I was scared, you know, just because of some things that happened in my childhood. But as I got older and began, God saved me, I began to be a talker. And all of this started bubbling out for me, and I could not shut up. And people used to say, "Beck, why do you talk so much?" You know, and I thought I was just a talker. I just like to talk. And then one guy said to me, a friend of mine, Greg, said, he said, you talk a lot because you have a lot to say. And
amen.
That's what you just—that you just have a lot to say.
That's right.
I'm looking at the chat room. I see Hospitality Diva, and she's asking, "Did we see the comment section?" I don't know what that means. I don't know what the comment section says. Connie, I don't know. I didn't see the comment section. Maybe you can let me know what it says. I won't be on the air. Yes, we won't be on the air anymore, Connie, for a season. We don't know if God will bring us back. He might bring us back, but for a season, we are going off the air, and we have said some not goodbyes, but so longs, and we are having a farewell show now. This is our last broadcast until God gives us the go-ahead to come back. I believe we'll be back, but I don't know when. So we will not be back. So Tina Michelle, that's what God does. He fills us up. See, I believe with you and me both that we were born to be to speak. We were born to speak what? To speak life. Into the lives of other people, to speak life into the vision, even, you know. And I believe that the devil came along when he did, like he did, to shut us up.
Yes.
But we have the victory because we refuse to shut up.
That's right. That's right. Now that I have something to say, because before I was talking about a whole bunch of stuff, you know, that was before I knew Christ. That was before I knew. I mean, I used to question everything. My mother used to laugh. She said she is going to exegete everything. This is when I was a child, you know, little. And I why? Well, who said? Who made it?
Wow.
And why is it that way? Why?
Wow.
And who's over that person? And who's more powerful than that person? And that was my process of finding out who God was. People were telling me about Buddha and this one and that one. And then I just came to a conclusion. Guess what? Ali Selassie is dead. Buddha is dead.
Wow.
Okay. This one
Amen.
Is dead. You know, this one is dead. But this one right here, they're talking about, just like Paul said, this God right here with no name, he's alive.
He's alive. Hallelujah.
Now, if he's alive, that was a simple thing, then I need to understand certain things. You're talking about, I went to college when I was 16 years old. Okay? So I was sitting there in college going, well, who made that system? And who said that the Big Bang is real? And who said all that? And if it wasn't for my pastor, God bless his soul, would come down to New York City to my school, and he would try to answer one question a week. So I would have an answer. But that's how God framed me. So as I'm talking to people, and they come to me, and they're looking at me, and they're going, well, what about this, and what about that? There's a context for everything that's out there as information. It may be a fact, but it is not the authority. And let me break it down for you so you can understand. Because we love to speak, it's not about hearing our mouths run. It's about communicating with people the power of God so we can see their lives change right where they are. It's the passion that we have, Pastor Rebecca, to know that, hey, I was over here one day. I was confused, depressed, and in darkness. Doesn't matter how many Grammys my team won. Doesn't matter how many Oscars we received. I was depressed and sad. But then the Lord lifted me just because of his name. For his name's sake, not because of me, but for his name's sake, he did that thing. And then he has such a love for me that he sent himself in the earth to go from the eternal to the temporal. So he can say, Tina, I did this. And I have beat everything that needs to be beat. I took the keys from the devil. Now you got this with
my
me.
My God.
Covenant with me. Because I gave you my word. I gave you my spirit. I gave you my authority. Now walk in it. You don't have to worry about what you should say. You don't have to worry about knowing all the answers. Because you have the mind of Christ. The image of God is formed with you. I love that. When people say, you know, you sound like you lost your mind sometimes. I have lost my mind, and I received the mind of Christ. Amen.
My God, my God, my God, my God. Whew, Jesus, hallelujah. So that explains it. Wow, that explains it, why you do what you do. And you keep doing that, Tina Michelle. Don't let anybody shut you up. Don't stop. You dream big. What I love about you is that you dream big and you dare to believe God for the dreams that he deposits on the inside of your heart. Because what people have to realize is that every good and perfect gift comes from God. I want to take a moment to say hello to Connie Hospitality. God bless you. God bless you, Connie. So glad that you could stop by and be with us. This is a great time in the season of my life. The Lord is moving me. He's moving me to go and be with single teenage mothers, teenage from ages 16 to 18. During the day, during the week, and I don't know what hours I would be with them, but I know that it would be too much for me to minister to them, to mentor them, and to try to do a show three times a week and then to church, because we have prayer on Tuesday, we have Wednesday, we have Bible study, and then we have church on Sunday. So God is telling me to pace myself during the season, like you said, Tina Michelle, to be still, to get poured into. We come here to Blog Talk Radio. We come prepared. We come shooting from the hip.
That's right.
And we come to pour into the lives of those women and men who will come to be part of the broadcast. And I come out of here drained, drained. So I know that I would be able to, but it would not be wise to try do it all. So God is moving me, and he's allowing me to be compensated. It's providing for me and my family in the middle of a famine. It's all the way around. It's a good thing. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. It's a good thing. I'm being blessed as well as being a blessing. So to this organization, the Apostles' House, where I will be spending time during the day. So I'm excited. I am excited. I had a TB test today because I'll be working around the children, and I have to get fingerprinted. I have to have a record check and all of that stuff to be able to be in this place on a daily basis. But to God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And see, God, you know, you were talking about change last week, which is funny, because everything changes fast with God. I tell people, you got to follow the glory cloud, not the circumstances. You got to follow the glory cloud. See, God gave them a cloud by day, a pillar of fire at night. Right?
My
he
God.
Gave Israel that. So when you are looking at your circumstances and all the things that you bought into, and we have lives, we have children, we have family, so we have certain responsibilities and obligation, and that's real. That's why Paul said he preferred, he didn't say this was gospel, he preferred to stay single so that he could be more focused on the things of God. That was what
My
the prophet
God.
Paul said. But the reality is, when we go ahead and realize that even if I make a move, if I make a shift, you know, I have to change my daughter's school, I got to change this and change that, God is not shocked. He knows. And if you obey God, he has that in hand. It's not like God is sitting with the Bible and go flipping the Bible going, I ain't got a word for that. I didn't write nothing in my Bible in reference to that. Wow, you are on your own. He has full knowledge. He has full knowledge of everything, and his arm is not short to reach his children anywhere that you are. Anywhere.
And you know what? He does have a word for it, because, you know, when we think about it, let the Lord incline your ear, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will direct your path.
Yes.
He will direct your path. See, if you have an inclination to go in a certain direction and it's not towards sin, then guess who's leading you in that direction?
That's right. He's not shocked. He's not going, oh, my goodness, I had never heard that before.
My God, the Bible says he's in the path of righteousness.
for his name. He will lead us in the right path for his name.
Yeah.
Wherever he's leading us, he's going to get the glory. And even if you, like you said, make a miss, you know, and it's not a definite, it's not what is the word I'm looking for? If it's not a deliberate transgression, my God, even God can take that misstep and turn it around for good, amen, for his glory. My God, he can even take the you thought you heard God, but you don't know if it was God for sure, but you went that way because you thought it was God. God can turn that situation around, even if it was the wrong direction, and he can get the glory even for that situation.
Amen, because there's no failure in God. There's only feedback. There's feedback. There's an opportunity for us to see what God does, what he requires for us, to for us to grow and mature in him. It's not failure. That's it. Comes to a dead stop. Everything just stops. You can't do nothing else. That's it. You're done. No. It's an opportunity to learn and grow and be. We learn his ways through our experiences. It's a journey. It's an adventure. He's
my
always
God.
Saying, I know, that's why I sent my word. You don't know it all, that's why I sent my word. That's why I have my spirit that constrains you. That's why those things are installed for you. He has a sustainability system that is off the meter.
My God. And so, Tina Michelle, you know, from your experience, what is it about some of us, especially women, you know, what stops us from everything that we can be in this life? You know, what is the main thing that you find as a biblical life coach that stops us from meeting our ultimate potential life?
Not really knowing who you are in Christ, and that sounds really simplistic, but if you don't know, I believe salvation is continuous, right? When you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, according to Romans 10:10, you are saved. You have the salvation of power in your life to deliver you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the dear Son, correct?
Yes.
After that point, we have to know what we're saved from.
My
and
God.
How the word applies to that. I own a school called Biblical Coaching Academy, which has been a blessing since 2003 it was established, and we've been certifying biblical coaches around the world, which is a blessing, a complete blessing. We took with my hiatus, I stopped taking registrations for the coaching school, so we are relaunching the school now, which is a blessing.
Amen.
But our job as biblical coaches, and I didn't start the school. Carl Blunt did, who is a wonderful man of God. But as biblical coaches, our goal is to remove that dichotomy. That means the gap between what you want to do and what you do as much as possible by making sure you understand what you got saved from. What does it mean in your business? What does it mean in your money? What does it mean in your personal relationships?
What does it mean
when it comes to reconciling your past? If I am a woman of God, that means gossiping about this person on the phone is not part of my character, because if I read my word, it says these are the things that the Lord hates. He hates a person who sheds innocent blood, a slanderous tongue. He hates those things. He doesn't say, I dislike them. He says, I hate them. So if my father hates them, I need to hate them. Now, I may not get delivered overnight, but I keep praising the Lord and thanking the Lord that my tongue belongs to him. And he will give me the opportunity to see it coming, have the discernment to see it coming before it happens, so I can opt out of the participation of that thing. So we got to think about, how does the word apply in my parenting? How does the word apply when it comes to my heart, when it comes to men? Now, that's a tricky one, because people don't like to talk about two things, their sex and their money. Those are the first things I talk about.
Amen. Hallelujah.
None of your business. I love the Lord Jesus, but you expect me to walk around and not get what? Girl, you know, that was back in the olden days. It's so old. It's been in the olden days thousands of years. Okay, so we're not talking about something from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. We're talking about how God set the law in order to protect you from the wiles of the enemy through illegal sexual intercourse.
Wow.
When it comes to money, you know, people don't want to talk about that. It's almost as bad as talking about their sex life.
My God.
Those are treasures. Those are the things that the Lord has given you. Money don't make you. The same thing that you fight for every day, is the kingdom of God is paved with it. Heaven is paved with it. It's concrete.
My God, hallelujah.
It's a tool. It's a tool to get what you need to get so that you can get the gospel out, bottom line, in whatever fashion God calls you to do it in. So, you know, when I look at the dichotomy in women, what is it? We don't know who we are all the time. And even if we know, yes, I'm saved, and not trying to sin. But we just need to come into the fellowship of women and be around pastors and be around ministers who so we can sharpen each other and go, you know what, baby, I used to think that way too, but guess what? That thing blocked me from this blessing and this blessing because the law of God is reciprocal. What do I mean by that? You can't have faith and have fear operating in the same subject. You understand? If you're afraid of money and then you trust in God for money, that's a double-minded man. His word won't change for you. I don't care what your reasons are. There's a whole bunch of reasons for a lot of things that we have, and God understands and he knows and he loves us and he will bless us so that we will be sustained. But if you are a double-minded man, my Bible doesn't give any gray area. You will not receive from God.
My God. Now, that's what
so
the scripture says.
Job. It does not say, well, you know, if you're double-minded, I might have to wait till Thursday, maybe figure it out. And no. He says, you will not receive from God.
My God.
Then he says, if you love me, you're going to believe my word. Then he says, it's impossible to love God without faith. He also says that the just shall live by faith. So there's a whole bunch of things caught into that's compacted into the word in reference to how our mind should be. Our mind should be single. That's where we get defeated as women. Our mind can go 100 miles per second. We just think fast. We communicate constantly. We're constantly in motion. The thing that helped me to grow was decide to use my mind and my mouth to glorify the Lord.
Woo!
I made a decision. When my thoughts go me, I, I'm like, okay, I'm the center of my universe right now, and I don't have a heaven or hell to put myself in. Lord, please tell me your thoughts on this. Tell me it in your word. You know, help me understand what's going on, Daddy, because I know you love me, and you have not left me without comfort.
My God. Well, Tina Michelle, you know, that is just so awesome. I want to have you continue to expound on that. Let us take a call. We do have a caller who's been holding for a few minutes. I believe it's Pastor Variance. Pastor Variance, you're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Variance, you're on the air.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise God.
Okay, praise God, and I was just actually just calling in to listen because I was warming up my lunch.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I just put you for this last time while I'm here on the air, and I will be tuning into your broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. So it's blogtalkradio.com/Variance, V-A-R-I-A-N-C-E. So we'll let you have your last, and I'll put you back on hold, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome. Praise the Lord. The woman of God's been with us for the past hour and a half, so I just want to thank God for her, and I want to thank God for guest 1395, 1396, Marriage Talk. Good to see you. I haven't seen you. Wow, I'm glad to see you here. If you still have a broadcast, please put your link in the web, in the chat room. Guest 1407, welcome. This is our Fare Ye Well broadcast. Tina Michelle and I are here. Pastor Anthony was here earlier. Prophetess could not be here on today. And we're just here to say how much we appreciate you all and to speak on, speak some more words of wisdom and exhortation while we're here. But basically for you to call in also to say, so long, and to let us know that you'll be praying for us, and to let us know where we can find you. You know, where we can find you here on blogtalkradio.com. So we don't want to lose touch with you all. So call in, and the area code is 646-652-4832. So you can call in, and we'll be glad to talk to you.
Amen.
Tina Michelle, go ahead, because you were talking about how and why we don't reach our full potential, especially as women.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of times, like I said, it's fear. It's not being able to really understand who you are in Christ. We know it biblically. We know it scripturally. We know it. We hear it in church services. And it's really important for us to look at every area of our lives and see how the Word of God applies to it and know that the Holy Spirit empowers us to walk in it because God already established it.
My God. But can we, if we try, can we sell? You know, I mean, you know, some people say, well, you know, I tried this and I tried that and it didn't work out. But what you have to realize is that does not necessitate failure. You know, just you try one thing and it did not work out does not mean that you failed. It just means that the way that you went doing it was not quite the way that God would have you to do it in order for you to obtain success. It also might mean that that's the right thing. You did the right thing, but your timing was off. It might mean that God wants you to reattempt to what you once tried to do, and that now maybe the season, maybe now Kairos time, now is the time that God is going to bless you in that endeavor. So sometimes we attempt to do something, and if it doesn't work out, we say, okay, I'm not doing that anymore, and we quit. And then we give up on the dream. Like for me, writing books. You know, I write books. I have written 4 books, 5 including the book that I wrote with my daughter. Now, just because none of my books have flown off the shelves and hit the New York Times bestseller list does not mean that I have failed. I have succeeded at doing what God put in my heart to do. I completed the assignment. And that's simply what God wants us to do, is complete the assignment. What looks like failure in the eyes of the world is not failure in the eyes of God.
That's right.
Eyes of God. Go ahead, Tina Michelle.
I don't believe, I mean, there's certain things, you know, people used to say, I can't fail. And I used to get very frustrated with that statement. Then I thought about it and said, no, you know why? Because God said all things work for the good. But those who love God and who are called according to the purpose, to his purpose, okay? And then if you go back in that scripture, it's after all prayers and supplications. So if you are praying, all those things will be revealed in a strategy that is bigger than you. Hindsight is 20/20. When I think about the walk that I've walked, and sometimes it was a hard walk, and it was a narrow road. Still is a narrow road. And I used to get frustrated with God. God, how come this person can get away with this? And then one day he was like, you trying to get away with something? Or are you trying to be blessed?
My God.
You can choose that one. You know, people are just trying to miss hell. There are people who are just trying to miss hell. They're not looking for the fullness.
Yes.
You know, they're not looking for the fullness. I said, no, I don't want your permissive will. I want your perfect will in my life. Well, then you just keep on moving because you don't see it all. You're stuck in time, so you're linear.
You only
see what you've been through, and you see a little bit of where you're going. But I have all time in my hands. So just keep obeying and walking. And I thought things were failure. Oh, my gosh, this was terrible. This is horrible. I look at the whole strategy and plan of the whole thing because I know what God called me to do even when I first entered ministry, and now I'm seeing it. 18, 19 years later, I'm seeing the fulfillment of that thing in full power. I was on the internet on Prodigy. That tells you how long ago it was. When the Lord showed me that we're going to be able to broadcast using cellular technology and internet waves around the world.
My God.
On Prodigy. Okay?
My God.
And I was like, I don't know how it's going to happen. I was telling people, they're like looking at me like, what? What? What are you talking about? I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't need to know. My daddy said so. It's up to him to accomplish his word. I just need to be in agreement so I don't miss it.
Amen. You just need to be in agreement. You just have to believe. You know, and think about it like this. God just gives me these insights. Somebody in the chat room, the e-power coach says that some say failure is not an option. The e-power coach says that failure is not final. It is not final. And as I was looking at that, I saw God saying we need to change our perspective pertaining to what the world sees as failure.
See, we need to change that. It's not failure. It's experience. See, when you look at it as experience as opposed to failure, that experience is going to take you to completion of the task. See, sometimes we don't have enough experience in a certain area. So sometimes when we mess up or when we don't complete the task on the first try, it just means that we have gained experience in that area. So when we go forward to do it again, now we have the experience that we need to complete the task.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's even a building up of your faith. I mean, look at Abraham and how many years he had to wait until he received the promise.
That's right. And it's a blessing because if the Lord blessed us in the convolution of our minds at the time that we wanted it, we would have blown ourselves up. Thank God for the lessons. Thank God for the process. Thank God for total deliverance. He says if you add patience to your faith, you will be complete, lacking nothing. That's what I want. I see people who have good success and bad success, right? Good success, that means their family is whole. You can define what successful is for you, right? Nobody else can define that. That's between you and God. Their family is whole. They have peace. They have time. They have the resources they need. That's good success. Bad success, you see a big old house, 5,000 square feet. You have a Mercedes-Benz. You have everything. Everything is hot. It's leased. Your kids hate you. The dog bites you. Your wife is cheating on you. I mean, that is bad success. But from the outside looking in, it looks like you got it all together. It looks like, so no one can judge what a person's peace level is, what God has called them to do. Another thing is the best motivational speakers I've ever heard and the ones that I believe were the ones who actually was naked enough to talk about their failure.
My God. Oh, my God. That is the truth. How many times did John Grisham get rejected before his first book was published? He actually threw it away. He actually threw the book away, and it became a bestseller. So I want to say hello to some people who have joined us. Miss Quiet Storm is still with us. Guest 1407, Marriage Talk. My God, Marriage Talk. Are you still on the air? It's good to see you. The Eve Power Coach, which is Prophetess Lalisa Williams, is with us on today. Hospitality Leader is still with us. Guest 1396, God bless you. God bless you all, and thank you all for joining us for our farewell broadcast. We are going off the air, all three broadcasts, Flowing with the Pastors, the Life More Abundantly radio broadcast, and Woman to Woman. We are going off the air. The Lord has opened up a door opportunity for me, hallelujah, praise the Lord, to go and work with teenage mothers. And I am just so excited about that opportunity, and I will not be able to continue this noonday broadcast. Tina Michelle is praying on continuing forward with something for women in the Thursday time slot. So we will see what God is going to say about that. Also, you can contact Tina at tinaspeaks.com or divisionspeaks.com to know what God is doing in her life. We want you to talk to us. I'm opening up this last 23 minutes. I had to extend Tina Michelle because we get 2 hours.
Problem.
We're going to take it. We're going to take the 2 hours. We want you to call us. You know, call us and just say hi. Say hi. Let us hear your voice. Let us know what you're doing, where we can see you, where we can hear you on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm jumping up. I can't wait. I had to get a TB shot today to work with around these kids, and I also had to get a record check so I don't get fingerprinted until Wednesday. But, you know, thank God I don't have a record, you know. To be able to go and be around teenage mothers and their children, I mean, I would do that for nothing. But thank God I am being compensated for it, you know, and thank God, because we do need the money, I'll just tell you right there, that God knows Testimony, don't tell me God can't give you a job, or and for me it's not even a job, it's an assignment. God didn't even give me a job. He didn't give me a job. He gave
That's
me
right.
an assignment.
Amen.
My God, and don't tell me God can't put you someplace where you can be paid to be there and your gifts can be used in the middle of a famine. Don't
That's
tell
right.
me God is not able, and I have to give this testimony. It's the middle of a famine, and they're looking at me in the office, and they're like, do you got a job? You know, and I'm like, no, it's an assignment. It is a God-called assignment. I have been called by God to do this. Amen. And Prophetess Elisa is on the line. I want to talk to her. God bless you, women of God.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. God bless you, Prophetess Singletary. God bless you, Tina Michelle, and Pastor
Amen.
Anthony, and everyone.
Praise Amen. The Lord. Praise the Lord.
Congratulations on your job. Praise our Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, it's just such a blessing. The last time I talked with you, you know what? It was in my spirit. I want to go to Kentop. You know, that's a halfway house for women. I was going to ask you, I was like, are they looking for people at Kentop? You know, because I know that I need to get out of here. I knew that God was prompting my spirit to move. You know, when
yes.
God prompts you to move, you have to move.
Yes.
And then I got the call and got offered to come down to be with these young women. And I was like, God, you're just so awesome. You know,
amazing.
And at a time, Prophetess Lalisa, when I know that God gave me a prophetic word 2 weeks ago, he told me to tell the people that even in the middle of the famine, that he
yeah.
was going to provide. You know, he
yeah.
said that, he said, tell the people, there are people whose hearts and whose eyes have come up as prayer before him. And he said, mm-hmm. those are the people that he's about to pour glory out on. Those are the people that he's about to reveal his blessings in their lives. And little did I know that he was really intending that word to hit me first. And so that I could be a testimony to other people to say that God is still speaking. He
yes.
is still speaking, and he is still providing, and he is still blessing, yes, even in the middle of the wilderness experience. Yes, even in the middle of the famine.
Yes, yes. Famine to God.
There's no famine. There's
no
famine. You know, I look at it. God is not. He is not lacking. Heaven is not lacking.
My God.
We just have to make sure that we're setting our sights on Him.
On Him.
And seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness, His right way of doing things. And then all these things shall be added unto you. That is not one of those. You know, when people read the word, I wonder if they're saying if this is optional. That he's just saying it because it's nice and it's poetic and lyrical. No, it's his word. Therefore, since God cannot lie, there's nothing idle about anything in his word. His word is alive and active.
My God.
And he's able to produce that thing which he sent it to do. And the Holy Spirit is hovering above the earth, seeking for his word to perform it.
Yes.
It's very simple. So when
Jesus.
You speak the word out of your mouth, and you, like you said earlier today, get word in, word out. Get that word in you. And I'm not talking about taking Bible scriptures like a fortune cookie and slapping other people with it so you can judge it. I'm talking about have that word emanating in your life. Meditate on it day and night. Do not let the law of God depart from before your eyes. Hear it in your ear. Put it in your heart and then move on it. When he gives you the revelation for it, move on that thing. Because it's the same word that resurrected Jesus from the dead. It's the same word and the same power that created this earth, that created everything you see. Put those leaders in motion. One word from God changes the entire game.
My God.
I have watched people, myself, be in a space where I'm like, it doesn't look like there's any way that this is going to work out in my favor. But I said, it does not have to work out in my favor. It is not the source of my supply. I have the favor of God, not because of anything that I do, but I am righteous because it's a free gift and I receive it. And because of it, righteousness is how the kingdom of God is fueled. I expect the kingdom to be here in this place. I expect the glory of God to be here in this place because he is my Father.
My God.
Miracles will move. You got to be bold about what you believe. If someone were to come to my child and say to my child, you are not Tina's daughter, my daughter will look at you like you are crazy.
Jesus.
You know, and I joke with my little nephew one day, and he is just like, He's like, I got to have strong faith, right, TT? I said, yes, you do. And when someone tries to tell you God's not real, you got to treat them like they stole your mama's purse.
My God. Hold on, Tita Michelle. Hold
on. Hold on.
Pastor Varius wants to talk. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to put her on the air. Pastor Varius, you're on the air.
Hey, praise the Lord. I'm just so blessed, you know, to hear the different stories today. And I also wanted to tell you that you gave that rhema word, and people really do need to hear it when you gave their testimony, and also when you gave me what I needed yesterday, what I needed to hear, what I needed to know. And I'm going to tell you, he released my increase, okay? So,
my God.
Yes.
My God.
He's listening. He's listening, and he's working. And to the people that don't believe, or to the people who think that, you know, it just looks all bad right now, it is. The time is now, and it's coming, and he's releasing. He's moving from house to house.
Brilliant.
Jesus.
Woo. Mm.
Prophetess Lisa, you still with us?
Yes, dear. I'm still here. God
Are
bless
you. At work?
No, I'm at home.
Oh, my God. My God. Now, you're another one that the Lord released into a dream, your dream job.
Yeah, and at my dream job, I was able to take off today and go to Parsippany Hills High School, which is, they have the entire school district has one black teacher altogether total, and the high school had 50 blacks, and they put on an African American Black History Month celebration. So it was an honor to go and support those 50 African American amongst all, you know, Caucasians. Not that that's anything, you know, wrong, but just it was a beautiful thing to be there today. So it was nice to have a job where I could take off to go do that.
Amen. My God, now did you present today?
I did present to them, and I told them how much I appreciated the young people. And one of the things that I really loved, because, again, there was about 300 young people, grades 9 through 12, and they clapped, you know, or different things. And I said, that means a lot when the teenagers, you know. Not that it means anything when anybody claps, because we already know we don't, we can't count that as any kind of a reward. It's no reward.
Yeah.
However, just in the work that we do, you know, we don't want to just be out there not trying to help somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. And when somebody claps, see, what we have to realize, those of us who are in the public arena, those of us that God is using to speak and to speak forth his word and to speak forth inspiration, encouragement and motivation into the lives of other people, to exhort, even in the arena, when someone claps, listen for you ministers and on the line, when someone claps, that means that you have made a rhema connection with their spirit. My God, you have connected with that person. That means that your assignment is being accomplished. See, what you have gone to, when you go to speak, you're going to make a difference in the lives of those who will hear you speak. And when someone claps, that means I heard you and I got it, I received it, my God. And I believe it, even for a moment. And that's to God's glory. That's to the glory of God.
Dropping out of school, and so we were encouraging them to start to look at their, you know, look at what they're doing, start to make the proper decisions so that later they don't have a lot of messes to clean up unless they just want to do that. But one of the persons did want to know, when did things turn around for me, because I shared about, you know, being where I have been. And I told them, you know, well, I just got to be at the bottom where I had nowhere else to go but up. And so, you know, at the point, if you can look up, it's almost like, you have to look, you know, the word of God says, look to the hills from which cometh my help.
Yeah.
Well, looking down, you ain't going to get no help from there.
My God.
When you're looking up to heaven, and so what can come down from heaven is the glory of God. I mean, you know, so I think, and, you know, they were able to get it, and I was blessed to be in a school and to be able to say, you know, God turned it around for me, and they didn't throw me off the stage. And so sometimes what we fear, we think, well, I can't say these things in the schools and things like that, because they keep prayer out, have you. But when God sends you in as a prophet, you can say it.
My God.
You can say it, because it ain't about whether they invite me back. I don't go places to speak hoping somebody invites me back.
Yes.
I go there to deliver a message, like you said, Pastor Rebecca, so eloquently, bless God for you. and we go there to deliver a message. It's not whether let me be good enough to get invited back.
Mm-hmm.
But let
you don't go in there worrying. You just go in there to do what you went to do.
Just do what you
got to
do.
You know what we're going through, these young people out here having babies and then wanting to kill it later, and then they end up with all these negative nightmares about the abortions they've had. You got these young girls thinking they need to fall in love, so they forfeit the education that you've worked so hard for and prayed so hard for them to do, but fall in love with Johnny by the time they just got there in the ninth grade. They madly in love, and that kind of thing, and then they throw away all that you built up from kindergarten to eighth grade, and like that, you know, and it can happen with the boys as well, you know what I'm saying? And then parents are trying to then explain why the child didn't get the scholarship that you thought they were going to get when they were in the second, third, and fourth grade. All of a sudden they're in the 10th grade, and all of a sudden now they don't even know what college they're going to.
My
they need a real message today. The parents need it, the teachers need it too, because we can't just sit by like we don't know what's happening. They're texting and they're doing all these.
We can't stand idly by. Yes, Lord.
That's what we're doing, and then people look shocked when we open our mouths and kind of be bold, like myself and others of you, and we talk to these young people for real, because I just came out and asked them, okay, who all in here is in love? And when not that many of them put their hands up, if maybe one or two, I said, okay, I must be on another planet then. I said, because everywhere else I go, young people are in love. Just turn on Baldwin Hills. Just turn on any. Just look at some of these kids in our communities, in our own houses. Look at the amount of pregnancies, the amount of sex, the amount of kids that are on shows like Oprah and all these shows telling their stories. So,
and Maury.
Y'all not Earth to Party 70 Hills because y'all different, you know. And then they got a show out of that because they know for real. And I talked to some of the kids afterward and asked them about that. She said, oh, there's so much love going on here, but they're kind of shy. I said, well, if you're that shy, why are you falling in love?
There you go.
Now, did you speak to the whole school?
I was able to speak to two sessions, so there might have been about five classes per session. So that was 10 classes. So I'm not sure what's the size of the school. But I did interact. I stayed until like maybe four or five sessions had gone on, and I was just kind of walking up to kids, kind of asking them about their grades, what grade they're in, what college they plan to go to, what they want to be, things like that.
My God, that is so important. I feel that it's so important for us who even the preachers, you know, ministers, the fivefold ministry gives, to get out of the church pulpit and go into the marketplace and talk to people, you know, and begin to encourage people. Like, a lot of people have a problem with preachers being motivational speakers as well. But, you know, the thing about it is, you have to exhort people however you can exhort people. And what can be wrong, unless you're a motivational speaker in the pulpit and you're not preaching Jesus, then it's a problem. But if you go out to be a motivational speaker, to speak to high school students, my God, even if you never say the name Jesus, you have done a noble thing. You have done a noble thing because you are planting seeds of goodness into the hearts of those children.
They're
planting seeds of righteousness into their heart.
Amen.
Pastor Rebecca?
Yes.
I wanted to say that you are so right about what you're saying. I just got through telling a couple of people that planting some seed in their thoughts and their minds, you know, when they were talking about how we're to help the world and, you know, how things should go and how we should have this office or do this or that. I said, you know what, that's not how we're going to help people. Praise God. That is not how we are going to make a difference with them. We're going to make a difference with them by showing them the love of Christ that dwells within us, even if we never even say Christ.
My God. I just told people that,
so I thank God for that confirmation that you brought, because I said, you people keep walking around and thinking you're going to stuff a Bible around and throw them some rules or commandments, and this is how you're going to change things. That is not how change is going to happen.
My God. That's powerful, Pastor Darius. That is powerful right there. We need that. We need that word right there. Change is not going to happen by hitting people over the head with the Bible. When I wasn't saved, I hated that. I hated people to tell me I was going to hell. I needed to know that.
You know, but tell me, too, about his love. Give me the full gospel. You know, tell
That's
me
right.
about his love. And even if you're not preaching to me, speak life. Don't tell me I'm no good and I'm a wretch and I'm a hoochie mama or whore and I'm
yes.
not, you know, I'm not never going to be nothing and, you know, I need to get myself together. You know, tell me my potential.
That's
yes.
right.
That's
I mean,
right.
that's why I try to take them back to the Jesus and the Good Samaritan lady by the well. I try to continue to take people back there because you keep going outside of what Jesus and God instructs and getting into the Pharisee and the Sadducee or Sadducee, however they're saying it. You keep getting into this life and not into God and Jesus. Because if you go back to that well, what did Jesus say to that lady? He said, where's your husband? Bring me your husband. She said, no, you know, that's not my husband. And he said, yes, you're right, because you had a couple of them, and this one here is not yours. He didn't say, you slut, whore, adulteress, you know, you're living around, you're sinful, evil. I mean, he didn't say all of that stuff. And he's Jesus. Well, if
my
Jesus
God.
Isn't walking around hitting people over the head with their afflictions and with their infirmities and with their sins and wrongs, I mean, what gives these people the right? I mean, it's as if they are now rulership and authority.
My God.
That's right. That's right. And that's why it's such a blessing when the Lord puts people who have the heart of Christ in those environments to tell the truth. Because you know what? Nothing can stand against the presence of God. When I realized that one day, that I was listening to a whole bunch of people sort of knock this young lady upside the head. She came pretty much off the street. She was, you know, she didn't know anything about the words. She didn't know anything about any of that. You know, she just came off the street, and she came into church, and the girl, you got to do this, you got to do that. And we know that you got to, you know, stay over here and don't be around the young boys too much because, you know, you don't know this, you don't know that. And the Lord just used me that day. And I thank God for when I can hear him. And he just had me love her.
Wow.
And she just looked at me. She said, I want to do better. I want to do better, Miss Tina. I said, because of Jesus Christ, you are more than better. You are more than better. Her demeanor, her character, her clothes, the way she walked began to change because of her relationship with Jesus Christ. My job was to lift up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
And
Amen.
To demonstrate the
right
love
there.
Of God, and then to disciple her and read in her word. Let's pray together. Now, you better go pray. No, let's pray together. Let's pray together. Because I know that behavior is caught, not taught. So how is she going to learn if she don't? If I don't do it with her? How will she know if I don't tell her? And if I don't tell her there's something new? By just loving her through. And that young lady, I watched her. I watched the miracle of her being. Change and have a different perspective and become on fire for God and make different choices in her clothing, make different choices in her free time. Those are the things that are going to change your life is when you choose to serve God with the time that you have. Now when, just like you said, Pastor Varian, these people sit up there litigating like they're attorneys over people's lives and they're the judge and jury. That's wonderful, okay, for yourself. He said, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. For yourself.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's it right there. And that's why it's so important that people do what Lalisa did too on today, take time off to spend time with people who, and it's outside of the church. Prophet Lalisa, you have a book. Us here on Block Talk Radio. Can you give us that information? I need your information. I need people to know about you, your book, and your website, everything that you're doing.
Yeah, the book is Release Your, if you're talking, there's just to Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. So that book will, you know, help people get past some of the things that they might have thought negatively about themselves. And sometimes if people keep telling you over and over that you're nothing, you're not going to be nothing, you're going to start believing that and acting like you're nothing. And so the book is for people who, is good for people who maybe like teenagers who haven't gotten to that point yet so they will know what to avoid, but it's also good for people who have already gotten to that point where they've lived so many years not living up to their fullest potential because there's some kind of a blockage somewhere, almost like with your heart when you can't get that blood through the vessel to get the heart. You can have like a heart attack, and some people have strokes. And some people are living as if their life is a stroke. They're living, you know, they're living, but they're not living their fullest potential. And sometimes this is what maybe some aunt has said, some uncle, something somebody has done, somebody has treated us a certain way. Because some parents bought kids a lot of stuff, but they still did not make them feel that they could reach their fullest potential. So I got this from so many ways. And so the book just kind of calmly and quickly, it's not a very hard read. You can get through it in a couple of hours because it just goes right to the problem. Because, you know, sometimes if we just look at the symptoms, well, we're going to still be sick. It's like with the cold. So you have to treat the problem. And the problems are we do speak negatively to ourselves. We do talk negatively, not all of us, and when I don't mean us and you and things like that. People do. Some people are afraid to spend time with themselves. That's why they run and gravitate to be in love and with somebody because they don't want to spend time just alone. They think that I'm lonely. That means something's wrong with me. And so people, you know, wait until they get into a car crash or the divorce, or they wait until some trauma to now spend time with themselves. But we could do this on the forefront. And so that's what that book is about. And it's called Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are.
Praise God.
The other one is God's Plan for My Success, a personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy my life. I think it kind of speaks for the devil has a plan, but his plan isn't greater than God's plan for us. And we need to know God's plan. We need to listen.
That's right. And your website is brandnewbeginnings.org?
That's it, brandnewbeginnings.org or lalisajwilliams.com.
Amen, amen. And we're going off the air. We have 1 minute. So I was, and you're on Block Talk Radio, right?
I'm on, yeah, here and there. I don't have a regular show right now because I'm doing some other projects, writing another book and other things. But, you know, I will come on here and there.
Okay, so we'll look for you. BlockTalkRadio.com/Firestarter?
Yeah, Lalisa-Firestarter or the one now. I have one where I do empowerment coaching, so that's the E-Power Coach, and that's under the-E-Power-Coach.
Amen. Praise God. Well, that's it. We're out of time. This is our last 50 seconds, and I love you all. I just love everybody. I'll just say it like that. I love everybody, and I appreciate you all so much. Tina Michelle?
Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I've had such a good time with meeting everybody. And like I said, just, you know, keep us all in prayer. Let's stay connected somehow. You can go to my site, tinaspeaks.com, and just keep in touch with me. Get on one of my mailing lists and figure out where I am and where I'm speaking. I'd love to connect with you all. And Pastor Rebecca, don't make me cry because I feel like I'm about to.
I love you.
I love you. And thank God.
I love you too.